You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists out there working around the clock, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we got a lot to get into this morning. We'll start with the not-so-great news. The Atlanta Braves, still winless. They lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers last night, 3-1. And we are still waiting on the Braves' first win. It's coming. It's coming. It's going to get here eventually. Hopefully it comes in the series finale tonight against the Dodgers. But we may have to wait until the Braves come back home against the Marlins. And look, maybe that was their plan all along. Maybe they said, hey, we want to win our first game in front of our home fans. Don't know if that's the best recipe for success, figuring that they had a 7-game road trip to start the season, but, you know, it is what it is. Maybe they'll just get hot once they get back home. Maybe they'll just hit the ground running when they get home. So we'll hope for that. We'll see. But The Braves just struggling right now. Not only not hitting the ball, obviously, particularly well, but they've been really unlucky, too. And we saw a lot of that unluckiness last night. Wind carried Mookie Betts' two-run homer that pushed the Dodgers out in front. Drake Baldwin got – I mean, how many home runs at this point has Drake Baldwin has snatched? And then he has that ball caught – what it was, I think it was actually in foul territory, the one last night by Teoscar Hernandez caught the ball yesterday and last night, I should say, in foul territory. I mean, goodness gracious, he's been unlucky to start the season. Chris Sale, pretty darn good in all respects. Again, really just had the one – big mistake to Mookie Betts, the two-run homer. Other than that, I mean, he looked pretty good. Through the first five innings, the Dodgers couldn't get a base runner. That's how good he was. So I'm not even mad at Chris Sale. It's the start of the season for him, too. He's trying to get in midseason form. And again, the Dodgers only end up scoring three. The Braves got to do something offensively. I mean, it is the Dodgers. You expect them to score multiple runs. It's not like I expected Chris Sale to be able to hold them to zero. I know he's capable of it, but I'm not saying I necessarily expected it. So I really can't even be mad at the effort that that Chris Sale and the bullpen put together last night because, again, holding the Dodgers to three runs to me is pretty dang good. And two of those three runs, again, just coming off of Mookie Betts homer. So that was the one mistake that Chris Sale gave up. But, again, goes five innings, gives up four hits, three runs, all of them earned, five strikeouts. And, again, the home run, Pierce Johnson was good. Dylan Lee was good. Daisbell Hernandez, they were all good. And that's what the bullpen, just to get on a quick tangent, that's what the bullpen rotation to me should look like. I know it can't be that every night because you got to give guys rest and you want to get other guys work, but Pierce Johnson, Dylan Lee, and Daisbell Hernandez, that should be your big three right now. And then when Craig Kimbrell is ready, it can be, you can add Kimbrell in that mix, of course. So that should be your, those should be your go-to guys. And again, I understand that you can't have them go out there every night, but those are your guys. Those should be the guys that you can do. I know Aaron Bummer can be in there. He's a little, again, I've always said it, he's a little too inconsistent for my blood, but it is what it is. He's one of the better pitchers the Braves have, too, when you talk about their bullpen. So, look, it's tough right now, and I particularly don't have too many positive ways to spin what's going on with the Braves right now. Their offense is just not doing enough, point blank, period. Offense has to do more. They got to be better with hitting in runners in scoring position. I mean, the one run they scored was because of a throwing error by Mookie Betts. Offense just has to be better. There's no other way to put it. The Braves ended up with three hits last night. Three hits. Has to be better. It just has to be. There's no other way to slice it. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to talk about it. The pitching can do as well as it can. If you're only getting three hits a night, that dog ain't, unless it's three-run homers, them three hits ain't going to mean Jack Diddley squat most of the time. Or unless they're three solo shots, then maybe it'll work. But if you're just hitting singles and maybe a double here and there, it doesn't matter what the pitching staff does. It doesn't matter what the bullpen does. The bats have to get hot. They have to do, I don't even have to get hot. They just got to do something. They just got to give me something. Give us something. And right now, they're just not doing that. So, again, unfortunate for the Braves. They lose 3-1. And hopefully, when they come home to Miami, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Bryce Elder on the mound, Blake Snell on the mound for the Dodgers. Bryce Elder obviously getting his first start of the season because of Reynaldo Lopez, which brings me to the news of Reynaldo Lopez. He's going to undergo arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder to determine if he has any structural damage. Imaging only showed inflammation, so the timetable for his return won't be known until after the arthroscopic surgery. So we can expect him to miss at least a couple of months. I mean, goodness gracious, man. What did we do? Who are the Braves not right with? I mean, do the Braves need to get right with the Lord? Do they need to pray? Does that whole Braves team need to get in a prayer circle? Because us dealing with all these injuries, the Braves dealing with all these injuries, just mad. It's just carried over into last season. I mean, the injury problems that we had last season just carried over into this season. Goodness gracious. The one good piece of news is that Spencer Strider started his rehab assignment. He caught 7 innings. He had a home run, so that's good. But geez, OPs, man. Can we have some guys stay healthy? Can we get some offense going? Can we get guys to be healthy? Can we have a pitcher not have to miss months on end of a season? One start in? I mean, goodness gracious. Between the losing, between the injuries, I mean, it feels like this Braves team is cursed right now. Seriously, I'm not even trying to be funny. It's just mad, the absolute bad luck. And then you talk about bad luck, the bad luck that's happened on the field, home runs getting robbed. I mean, goodness, everything that has gone wrong. Let me not say that. Goodness gracious, let me knock on whatever this table is made out of, because knowing the Braves' luck right now, something else will go wrong. But, I mean, just so much has gone wrong. And I don't want to sit up here this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to find some motivation to go to work and tell you the sky is falling on the Braves. But goodness gracious, that's what it feels like. I can't even lie to you. That's what it feels like. And I know reinforcements are coming. I know Ronald Acuña Jr. is coming. I know Spencer Strider is coming. I know Sean Murphy is coming. But still, this is just ridiculous. What Boogie Cousins say, it's getting ridiculous. It's really getting ridiculous with all this stuff that's happened to the Braves, man. So, Reynaldo Lopez, going to miss a couple of months. So, let's all get used to Bryce Elder, because he's going to be up here for a while. So, Bryce, again, if you can just do 5 innings, 3 runs, that's all I'm asking for, man. That's all I'm asking for. Just consistently give us 5 innings, 3 runs or less, and Bryce Elder will be good with me at this point. So, yeah, it ain't going too well right now for the Braves. Hopefully they can turn their luck around tonight and get a win against the Dodgers and take one and get their first win of the season. But at this point, just got to take it one game at a time. You're 0-6. One game at a time to recover from this dreadful, awful, terrible start. And hopefully when you return back home, you can get things going. Now, I will say this too. We do have to keep in mind that they have had 7 very tough games, or they will have 7 very tough games to start the season on the road out west. Padres are going to be a very good team. They're still undefeated. The Dodgers are obviously the reigning champs, and they're still undefeated. And again, both of those teams being partially undefeated is very much thanks to the Braves, but you get what I'm saying. So they've started against some very tough teams. They're going to go against some easier teams here once they return home. You got the Marlins, and I'll tell you that I'll tell you the other games they got coming up here in just a second. But I did want to get to some other things real quick when it comes to the Braves. They got to find a way to hit with runners in scoring position, man. They just absolutely have to. And look, you had 3 hits last night, so it wasn't necessarily a last night thing. But still, when you have opportunities to score runs, you have to score those runs. Point blank, period. You got to find a way to get those guys in. Now, something I did remember just now, and something I did like to see, was it, I think Nick Allen, I believe it was Nick Allen. I don't think it was Eli White. I think Nick Allen got the steal last night. Can we get more of that? Because we got to start manufacturing some runs somehow. The Braves got to learn how to play small ball, and they need to learn how to play small ball yesterday. Like, the Braves got to do something to manufacture runs. Something. So I need more stolen bases from somebody. I don't care who at this point. If it's Michael Harris, if it's Ozzy, I don't care who it is. But we need to find a way to manufacture runs. And I know that's not how the Braves play. I know it's not how they're built. Well, bump how they're built, man. Because at this point, you got to do what you got to do. So whoever can steal bases, whoever's most capable, get out there, get on base, and steal some bases, man, and wreak some havoc on the base pass, because that's what the Braves need. You need to put pressure on these teams when you get on the base pass. You got to make them feel you. Right now, you're getting one player on base, and these other teams, the Padres and the Dodgers so far, haven't been worried about it, because it's like, okay, you got on base, but is the dude behind you going to move you over? Probably not. They're not worried about the Braves getting back-to-back hits right now, because they haven't. So the Braves got to do something on the base pass to put some pressure on these teams, man. So It's got to be better. It just got to be better. I'll say this. Ozuna, Marcell Ozuna, him and Matt Olson have done a good job of getting on base. I do have to give them their flowers real quick. Ozuna's drawn 8 walks, and Olson has drawn 6. The rest of the Braves team combined Ozuna's drawn 8 walks so far this season. Olson has drawn 6 walks so far this season. The rest of the Braves have combined to draw 6 walks this season. So Ozuna and Olson are getting pitched around. They're not getting strikes shown to them because the Padres and the Dodgers and the other team and these other teams that the Braves are going to play, they know Ozuna and Olson are the big boppers. And they're making everybody else hit. They're like, we know these guys can get us, and we're not going to let them get us. We're going to make the rest of you get us. And so far, the Braves haven't been able to do that. So Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, all the other guys behind Marcell Ozuna and Matt Olson, Jared Kelnick, Orlando Arcia, you got to hit. Because Ozuna and Olson are getting pitched around, and they're taking their walks as they should. They're doing what they're doing what they can do. Take their walks, get on base. And unfortunately, those aren't two guys that are, you know, privy to steal bases, but they're getting on base, and guys need to find a way to move them over in some way, shape, or form. So, again, whether it's figuring out some way, somehow, to play small ball, whatever it is, the Braves got to find a way to get this thing going. Also, Jesse Chavez, after one outing, DFA'd. So, another long reliever named Zach Thompson, 31 years old, hasn't pitched in the major since 2022. He's with the team now. Not sure how long he'll be with the team, but he's with the team. So, there you have it. He did not pitch last night, by the way. So, we'll see how long his Braves stint is. But not great right now for the Braves. Not great. 0-6. Lost to the Dodgers last night, 3-1. And please, just please, can we get a win tonight? 8:38 first pitch. It's going to be on MLB Network. Bryce Elder, 5 innings, 3 runs. And just at least that. At least that. Hopefully it's a better outing than that, but 5 innings, 3 runs, that's all I'm asking for. Let's get some run support too. Can we get some home runs? Some more home runs, please. Something. Some type of spark. I need something, man. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll quickly recap the Hawks game last night. They lose to the Blazers 127-113, and now they've actually fallen behind the Orlando Magic. We'll talk more about that, and we'll get to some more interesting news when it comes to our Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris, Arthur Blank spoke at the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. Raheem Morris might have hinted at what could be going on in the draft for the Falcons. We'll talk more about that next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. That way you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. And guess what? If you're not usually an early riser, but you enjoy the show, you can still listen to the show whenever if you got that free Odyssey app. All you got to do, download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Find the radio station once you got it on your phone, 92.9 The Game. Then search for my show, The Hometown Take. And you can do this with all the other great radio stations, or all the other great shows on the radio station, I should say. The Steakhouse, The Morning Shift, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell. You can find them all there. Follow them, subscribe to them. And then for my show personally, you'll be able to listen at 7 a.m. You can listen at 8 a.m. You can listen at 10 a.m., 5 p.m. It don't have to be 5 a.m. It can be whenever you want. So make sure you download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone, all your smart devices today. We're going to get to what was the best news, or what was the best, I guess, topics to come out of the NFL owners' meetings when it comes to the Falcons, because I think some of the things that Raheem Morris had to say yesterday could maybe hint at what direction they're going in the draft. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes, but I do want to quickly recap what happened last night between the Hawks and the Trailblazers. Hawks lose a game again, and they don't need to lose. Again, they really didn't lose any of these games, but they lose to the Trailblazers last night, 127-113, at home too, by the way. So that makes it really even worse. But Hawks now, I'll go ahead and tell this. The Hawks have now fallen just behind the Orlando Magic, because the Magic beat the Spurs last night. So the Hawks fall just behind the Magic, and they are now eighth in the East. Now, I'll say this. The Hawks have played one less game than the Magic. They're really only behind the Magic because they played one less game than the Magic. I'll put it that way. So take that for what it's worth. And again, you don't want to panic about it too much. Again, you want as much, of course, you want as much room for error as possible, but you do still have two head-to-head games coming up with the Magic, which Both of those games will more than likely decide who gets the 7th seed and who's going to be the 8th seed. And again, I'll say this too, the Hawks need to keep winning games because you're not out of the woods yet when it comes to being out of the 9th and the 10th seed. Now, I'll say this, the Hawks will most definitely be a play-in team. They have secured that. All the other teams that are not in the play-in right now, they're not going to make it. They've all been eliminated. So the top 10 is going to be the top 10. The top 10 teams in the NBA or the top 10 teams in the East are going to be the top 10 teams. It just depends on how they're seeded now. But the Hawks will be a play-in team. At this point, it just depends on where they're going to be and what seed they're going to be. So that is the good news. The bad news is you lost the game you shouldn't have last night. Trae Young talked about it after the game. The Blazers did a really good job of slowing them down. The Hawks are a team that likes to get out and run. Dyson Daniels gets a steal. They get out in the fast break, score an easy bucket, right? That's what they like to do. Trailblazers did a good job of kind of keeping them in the half-court offense where the Hawks aren't necessarily bad, but they're not as good, obviously, when they're out on a fast break. Trae Young's passing ability, the shooting that they have, the guys who can make something happen on the drive, like they're best when they're on the run and in the fast break. So the Blazers did a good job of slowing them down, and they did a good job getting stops when they really needed to. Did a good job really controlling it in the paint as well. The Blazers did a good job in the paint last night, and it was really just a tough one for the Hawks. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, it seemed like, and really just couldn't quite rebound from that. Shaedon Sharpe, too, they let him put up a 33-burger on them. He had 10 rebounds, too. Danny Avita had 32 points and 15 rebounds, so those were the two real killers. And Danny Avita actually had a triple-double. He had 32 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists. So Avita and Shaedon Sharpe really took it to the Hawks last night. And Tormani Kamara had 18 points. Donovan Klingon and Danilo Blanton both had 11. So this was a Blazers team that was on a four-game losing streak, and you let them snap that against you. Don't love that, but tough one for, again, the Hawks. Trae Young, 29 and 15. Dyson Daniels had 22 points, 10 rebounds. V. Krejci had 13. Onyeka had 12. Portland led 57-54 at halftime. 16 points in the first half by Avita. Shaedon Sharpe took over. It was kind of the Danny Avita show in the first half where he had the 16 points, and then Shaedon Sharpe was like, all right, I'll take over in the second half, and he had 17 points in the second half. So it was, again, 57-54 at halftime, and Portland really took control in that third quarter. They had a 40-30. They won the third quarter 40-30, and so the Blazers got up by as many as 18 points. And I mentioned they did a good job in the paint. They had the edge 66-58 when it comes to paint scoring. They outscored the Hawks 66-58 in the paint. So again, tough one for the Hawks. Got slowed down a little bit too much by the Blazers last night and took the L. So they got to bounce back tonight against the Dallas Mavericks, and it's not going to be easy because if you remember or if you haven't heard, the Brow is back. That's right, AD is back. As the Dallas Mavericks are trying to make a run at the postseason, they're trying to make the play-in. I think currently they're in the play-in. So, yeah, right now they're in 9th. So they're trying to keep their play-in spot because they're only a half game ahead of the Kings for the 10th spot, or for the 9th spot, I should say, because the Mavericks are in 9th. Kings are in 10th, but the Mavericks are only a half game ahead of them. And Phoenix is nipping on both of their heels. They're only 2 games behind the Mavericks for 9th. They're only a game and a half behind the Kings for 10th. So, and Portland is only 3.5 games behind the Kings and 4 games behind the Mavericks for 9th. So Portland still had a lot to play for. So they came out trying to play hard, trying to make the play-in. The Mavericks are going to play hard, trying to keep their spot in the play-in. So the Mavericks are going to give you all they got with AD and company. So you got to be ready if you're the Hawks, and got to be up to the task. And again, you got to win these games too. These games are very important for you too, because while you're secure as far as making the play-in goes, you want that 7th seed. You definitely want that 7th seed if you're the Atlanta Hawks. So you can have that home game and only need to win one home game to get into the actual playoffs. So going to be very important for the Hawks to try and get this game tonight, especially after Orlando won last night. So again, they're a literal percentage point ahead of you because they have played one more game than you. So there you have that. And two, a little bit of a missed opportunity. Well, a missed opportunity in the way if you would have won last night. I believe the Bucks lost. The Bucks have actually dropped to sixth, and the Pistons are up to fifth in the East now. And I believe the Bucks actually lost. Oh no, they actually beat the Suns last night. So you lost the game on them. But I mean, it's not going to happen. But they're not mathematically, the Hawks are. They're mathematically not out of the running for the sixth seed yet. So you still got that going for you too. So look, very important games coming up for the Hawks. Again, I wouldn't pay too much attention to the sixth seed, even though they're not mathematically out of it. However, they still can't get that sixth seed, and obviously they want to get that seventh seed for sure. So hopefully the Hawks can get a win against the Mavericks tonight, and that game's going to be in Dallas. And you already know you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your flagship station for the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game set for 8 o'clock, tip shortly after 8:30 for a tip-off time with Steve Holman on the call. All right, let's switch gears to the Atlanta Falcons. We'll continue this conversation into the next segment because we only got a couple of minutes here. But Raheem Morris, Arthur Blank, both speaking at the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. We'll actually let you hear some of this sound in the next segment. We're running short on time here, so we won't get to it this segment. But we'll let you hear some of what Raheem Morris had to say next segment. But he really maybe gave a little bit of a hint towards what the Falcons could be doing in the draft. More so reassuring what we already kind of knew the Falcons were going to be doing. But listen to this. And shout out to D. Orlando Ledbetter, longtime beat writer for the AJC, Falcons beat writer for the AJC. I got these tweets from him, these quotes from him as he tweeted them out. But Falcons coach Raheem Morris said, Mike Hughes can go inside and outside. Clark Phillips can go inside and outside. And he said, and Raheem Morris said, quote, we're going to give it a rip for Phillips. So Clark Phillips going to be playing the inside. He's going to be kind of that slot corner for the Falcons this year, which I think is a really good spot for Clark Phillips. Obviously, them re-signing Mike Hughes means Mike Hughes is going to be playing the outside. So it's going to be AJ and Mike Hughes on the outside, Clark Phillips on the inside of that slot corner. So we'll see. He's going to kind of be that nickelback too. So it seems like they're comfortable with what they have at corner, hearing from Raheem. And they said Phillips working on the inside at that slot kind of nickel corner is, quote, something he's working on right now, Raheem Morris said. So seems like they're comfortable with what they have at corner when you talk about A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, and Clark Phillips. And then Raheem Morris also noted that they have been to see some of the nation's top edge rushers and offensive tackles. Seems like it is definitely going to be a heavy, heavy trench draft for the Falcons. But that could include not only defensive line, but offensive line too. So very interesting stuff. We'll continue on what Raheem Morris and Arthur Blank both had to say at the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. Right after this on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work or already at work. All my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym or already at the gym. I appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. All right, let's continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris, Arthur Blank both spoke at the NFL's owners' meetings, and we're going to just recap what Arthur Blank said here in a couple minutes, but I do want to let you hear from Raheem Morris. And if you're just joining us, we kind of set the table for this segment right before the last segment ended. So, and again, shout out to longtime Falcons beat writer for the AJC and Hall of Famer D. Orlando Ledbetter, who works for the AJC. Got some good quotes from tweets he put out yesterday. And Josh Kendall was there too. Mark Ramondi, all of them put out some really good stuff. They were all there and all did some good work and always do good work. But so yesterday, Raheem Morris, when talking to the media, he said that he said that Mike Hughes can go inside and outside. Clark Phillips can go inside and outside. And this was a direct quote from Raheem Morris. We're going to give it a rip for Phillips, meaning that seems like Clark Phillips is going to be that number one guy when you talk about the slot corner, the nickelback at that position. So Clark Phillips is going to be that dude. So basically he's going to be the third corner. So it seems like to me, when I'm gathering from what Raheem Moore said, seems like they're comfortable with what they pretty much have right now at corner. AJ and Mike Hughes on the outside, and then you have Clark Phillips as that slot corner nickelback guy, and then, you know, they'll have you know, other corners. They brought in other corners as well to, you know, when teams have their empty set and, you know, all that good stuff. They have other corners in there as well. But the top three guys, as far as cornerbacks go, A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, Clark Phillips. So we'll see how that works out. But to me, that means you're probably not drafting a corner with the 15th overall pick, okay? So we're cooking here. Stick with me. So Raheem Morris also noted yesterday that they have been to some of the nation's top edge rushers. They've been out to see some of the nation's top edge rushers and offensive tackles. We knew this was going to be a heavy trench draft for the Falcons, and we thought it mainly was going to be on the defensive side. But with Raheem Morris saying that, and if you didn't tune in the show yesterday, you haven't seen it on social media, the Falcons did see Kelvin Banks and did have a private workout with Kelvin Banks in which Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot were both present for. So they had a private workout with Kelvin Banks, and Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot were both there. If you don't know, Kelvin Banks is the left tackle for the Texas Longhorns. Very good left tackle. Should be a very solid NFL player. So they have a private workout with him, and apparently they've had other private workouts or have been to see, not necessarily private workouts, excuse me, but they've been to see other top offensive tackles. So what that tells me is okay, if they stay at 15, probably going to get an edge rusher, right? I would think so. But we also know that Terry Fontenot is looking into and said the team would explore potentially trading back. That makes me think if they trade back, maybe their focus shifts from an edge rusher, and maybe it still could be depending on how far they trade back. But maybe if they trade back, their focus goes from an edge rusher to maybe an offensive tackle in the first round. And we do know Caleb McGarry is going into the last year of his deal. I wonder if they draft the offensive tackle, if they would put him at right tackle and maybe cut Caleb McGarry, because they would save a bunch of money. I think they would save like $14 million if they cut Caleb McGarry. Something like that. They would save cap space for sure if they cut Caleb McGarry. I have to find the exact number for you, but I think it's like $14 million. I'm 99.9% sure it's like $14.5 million they would save if they cut Caleb McGarry. So all that to be said, yes, this is going to be a very heavy trench draft for the Falcons. But it might not just be the defensive trenches. It might be the offensive trenches too, from what Raheem Morris was saying yesterday. Now, that does bring me to this. Raheem Morris did talk yesterday, like we said, and we do have some audio of Raheem Morris talking about how you can never have too much trench play, never have too much edge play, talking specifically on the defensive side. So I do think right now the Falcons' primary plan is to draft a pass rusher, draft an edge rusher, draft a trench player, whether that be an interior defensive lineman or an edge rusher. I do think that is the plan for the Falcons. Again, either edge rusher or maybe a defensive tackle. I do think that is the plan. But, again, I would not rule out, and I would just prepare yourselves, Falcons fans, if the Falcons end up trading back, I don't think it's out of the question that they may draft an offensive tackle if they trade back. But here's Raheem Morris talking about, at least on the defensive side, never having enough trench play.
I think you can't have enough edge. You know, I think that's got to be something that you're always constantly doing. It's different, you know, probably a different position than you're talking about the quarterback when you only play one. You know, when you're talking about on the edge, you play a bunch of different people. You got a chance to roll those guys around. You can make the movement that you have to make necessary to go out there and try to win matchups. And I think you want to continue to add those guys as much as you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never have too many pass rushers. You can never have too many guys that are good at sacking the quarterback. So I think, again, primarily the Falcons are going to be looking to get edge, looking to get pass rush. But we also know the Falcons do not have that many draft picks. So if the opportunity presents itself and they have an opportunity to gain a good amount of draft picks, maybe get a third-round pick back, another fourth-round pick, they might take that opportunity and trade back. And if they trade back, don't be surprised if an offensive lineman has their name called and they're going to the Atlanta Falcons. I'm just putting that out there. Some interesting things that Arthur Blank also said, and we're right now kind of giving you all the Falcon-centric news that came out of the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're just joining us, again, some Falcon-centric news that came out of the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. Then shout-out to ESPN's Mark Raimondi, Falcons beat writer for ESPN, Mark Raimondi. I got some of these quotes from him talking about what Arthur Blank had to say yesterday. A lot of focusing on, obviously, Kirk Cousins. He was asked a lot about Kirk Cousins, and one of the things he said about Kirk Cousins is that the Falcons want to be, quote, as thoughtful and sensitive to Cousins as we can be while still doing what's right for the organization. He also said, quote, so I think at the end of the day, what will happen, maybe something pre-draft, post-draft, I don't know, but he understands what our needs are, and he understands what we have to do as a franchise, end quote. So Arthur Blank thinking something could happen pre-draft, post-draft, he doesn't know. Now, we have heard the report that Kirk Cousins is going to wait until after the draft to waive his no-trade clause, but you never know. Something could happen beforehand if the Titans are wanting to trade the first overall pick and not get a quarterback. Maybe you strike a deal with the Titans on draft night or pre-draft maybe if they do the deal to trade the first overall pick before the draft. We'll see. Again, don't even know for sure if the Titans are going to trade the first overall pick. I tend to think they're going to keep it. I think they're probably going to draft Cam Ward, but still, you never know. Right now, to me, I have the feeling of it's going to be something that happens post-draft because Kirk Cousins, again, has said that it's going to be something post-draft, and I think that's probably going to stick just because he wants to be sure and he really wants to wait until after the draft to know what the quarterback situation is around the league to know he's going to go somewhere that there's no chance that he's going to get his job taken like what happened last year and like the reason he left Minnesota was because they were going to draft a quarterback. So I think it's still going to be post-draft as far as what happens with Kirk Cousins. But another interesting quote that came out of the NFL owners' meetings from Arthur Blank is he said that he spent an hour on the phone with Kirk Cousins and took 5 pages of notes. He said, quote, Kirk understands the situation. Let me start over. Quote, Kirk understands the situation. He understands our own situation. He understands that we've committed a lot of funds to him over a period of time. Aspirations had been from his standpoint, from our standpoint, certainly he would play a couple of years, if not longer, and things didn't develop that way. So, man, an hour-long phone call, 5 pages of notes, that is very interesting. I wonder what's on those 5 pages of notes. Maybe, again, I'm completely speculating here, but maybe, you know, things that could have been done better on both ends or, and you know, what happened and as far as, you know, some things that maybe were said, how maybe some things were handled, who knows? But it definitely still, to me, feels like that Kirk Cousins, a deal is going to happen and that a deal is going to happen after the draft. So we'll see what happens there. But that was kind of the main Falcon-centric news that came out of the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. So some interesting stuff, especially, again, from Raheem Morris. I think he's definitely hinting towards the Falcons having a very trench-heavy draft and could be either, again, edge and possibly offensive tackle as well could be in play for first-round picks. So we'll see. All right, something else I wanted to get to as far as the NFL goes. Rule changes have happened. Some proposed rule changes have gone down, and I do want to have a very quick reaction to it. Some things that I'll go ahead and put out there now that we can quickly kind of just not skate over, but we can mention and then go past. So Tush Push, not banned yet. Not approved yet. They tabled it for a discussion to be had later. Same thing with the playoff seeding. Obviously, we know the Detroit Lions, they put out that they wanted to have playoff seeding be based on regular season records as the guiding principle rather than division champions because of what happened in the NFC North last year, where you had the Lions and the Vikings battle for the number one seed in the NFC, and the team that didn't win that game ended up being a wild card team. And then the Packers, obviously, they won 11 games, and they were a wild card team as well. And we know, you know, how the NFC South looked at the end of the year. So that has also been pushed and tabled for a discussion at a later time, along with the voting and also with the voting of the Tush Push. So Tush Push and the playoff seeding proposals have both been tabled. Now, rules that have been approved. Overtime rule. Both teams in the regular season, this was already a rule for playoffs, remember, but now both teams in the regular season in an overtime game will possess the ball no matter what. Remember, the old rule was if the team who got the ball first in overtime, and we saw this with the Falcons against Washington last year, if the team who gets the ball first in overtime, if they score a touchdown, game's over. The other team doesn't even get a chance to touch the ball. That changes now. Both teams get to touch the ball no matter what. So even if the first team who touches the ball in overtime scores a touchdown, the other team has a chance to tie the game. But instead of it going to be a 15-minute period in overtime, it's going to be a 10-minute period in overtime. So that was approved. Also, quickly, the method measuring first downs in the NFL will switch from chain gangs to camera-based technology. Next season, the league announced this again yesterday. The official use of Sony's Hawkeye virtual measurement system, consisting of 6 8K cameras for optical tracking of the ball's position, that was announced yesterday at the annual league meeting in Palm Beach, Florida, as well. The chain gang still going to be there, but it is also going to be a virtual thing now with the Hawkeye system. And the NFL also going to expand their use of replay assist, so other penalties are going to be able to be challenged if the penalty is called. If it's not called, you can't just challenge it outright. So those were some of the other rules that were proposed and approved yesterday by the NFL at the owners' meetings. But that is my time. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow on a Thursday, and we'll be watching, and we'll be hoping Braves finally get that first win of the season. We'll see. Or they may just wait until they get home. We'll find out tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. But coming up next, The Morning Shift with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson to bring you all things Atlanta sports. And they'll have their take on the NFL rule changes as well. It's coming up on a Thursday edition of The Morning Shift. Again, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson. Until I talk to you guys Thursday, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.